Hi, I'm Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com, and I'd like to welcome you to my music business, Poochcast. Every now and then, I'd like to focus on some of my personal thoughts on life, as well as life in the music business, my Poochisms. I don't understand why so many people have to put up walls around themselves, never letting you really get to know them. What are they afraid of? True artists, as well as anyone who is confident in themselves, in effect says, "What you see is me. I do hope you like me, but for better or worse, this is who and what I am. Take me or leave me." Successful artists are those who, when performing, open themselves up and give their all. They give themselves totally to their audience. They're not afraid to be vulnerable. So why are some people insecure? You see, too many parents and others mentally abuse these young children between the ages of 1 to 5, an age when kids are totally impressionable, an age when they take everything wrong about them in as fact, and don't realize a parent or relative or neighbor may be just taking their own problems out on them. And this insecurity stays with the children as they grow older, where they're still feeling something's wrong with them. Simply put, whatever anyone thinks about anyone is simply their opinion. There is almost nothing in the arts or even in real life where that isn't true. No matter whether it's what a person thinks about someone, or what they do, or what they create, it's all just someone's opinion. Now, there's no reason why we shouldn't keep our minds open to other people's opinions. They might make sense to you if offered in a positive, constructive manner. But if we don't like what we hear, why should we let their opinion hurt us personally and allow ourselves to spend a lot of what could be useful time in a funk? That's all funks are good for, wasting time. They have you sitting still in the present, rehashing things from the past over and over, thinking about any and everything associated with why you're upset, instead of putting it all behind you and simply moving forward. Whatever has happened in your life, no matter how embarrassing or harmful in any way, has already happened. You can't change the past, and you can't change the future either, but you can live and focus on the present. You know, it always amazes me how people get so hung up on spending a large amount of time being upset that someone hurt them or ripped them off in some manner. Instead of wasting time dwelling negatively on a person who has done you wrong, or thinking of ways to punish someone, get back at them, whatever, why not put your attention on you? You're just wasting your time and energy by putting your mind and attention on them. Why not do something positive for yourself instead? Are these people really worth all the time and attention you're giving them? Or as they say, success is the best revenge. I have found that way too many people take life way too seriously. Yes, things affecting you can be important, but is it really serious in the scope of life? Is it really worth all that drama? Not everything is the end of the world. I choose to be around positive people. I learn to stay away from negative people and drama people. It's amazing how just one negative person can bring 10 positive people down. Do you know you have a choice? You can choose to live or choose to exist. Most people are content just existing, watching other people and things simply pass them by. Hey, I would never want to become 80 and say, gee, if only I woulda. As they say, today is the beginning of the rest of your life. So, since you can start out fresh, why not? Why not? Do you want to be haunted for the rest of your life because you didn't take the time to do something that your heart always wanted to? Let's face it, if you don't control your destiny, you can be sure that it will control you. I seem to catch too many people saying that they'll try to do something or they'll try something. The problem is that with that attitude, they have a negative outlook working against them right from the start. Think of the project as a challenge, a fun thing. Don't try to do something. Just do it. Hey, you might surprise yourself beyond your wildest dreams. I always hated how the music business, as well as other bureaucracies, seems to always be hurry up and wait, and wait, and wait, in regards to you or your product being taken seriously. I've learned that instead of just moping around feeling antsy, it pays to move forward in another area of my career instead of sitting around and going nuts. Sometimes I've even surprised myself by coming up with something I may never have even thought of. You ever notice that when somebody is thought to be really strange, they are said to be crazy? Unless they're rich, then they're considered eccentric. I found that to be a very good reason to become successful. I found that creative people, when they sit around too long doing nothing, often leave themselves prone to let their mind go in a negative direction. All the more reason to stay busy doing something creative and constructive and building your career, not tearing yourself and it down. To me, there are only two kinds of music, great and not so great. In my mind, all great music creates a mood and keeps you there for the length of the song. It seems to take you off to another world or dimension. If it gets my mind or body moving, that's what does it for me. Too many musicians perform in a studio not to make a mistake. Don't worry about mistakes. Let loose. Make big ones, which are often better than what was meant to be played. It's got to come from your heart, not just your head. Trust yourself. You can always replay the part. I understand that no matter what, when a person plays a bunch of notes together, basically making them into chords and such, what it comes down to is basically a musical version of mathematical equations. Now give that flow of mechanical notes to a songwriter that writes from his or her heart, and it could become a song that is flowing, flowing with feeling and emotion. Simply put, mathemagical. In the music business, I look for and get involved in anything that is, one, creative, and two, marketable. Creatively, the person or product has to, it's got to hit me. In other words, forces me to become involved. Or in other words, I'd be stupid if I turned the person or product down. Marketable simply means it has to hit somebody else enough for them to want to market the person and or product I have. When I started out in the entertainment business, I had become professionally involved at the age of 16, I used to be into just the creative part. Money meant nothing to me. and I realized what I could do for people if I had money. Also, it's amazing how getting married and having kids brings the marketable part into focus. And I always told myself I'd never even get married. You just never know. Isn't it interesting how established major labels are scared of unique artists? Well, all people who become superstar artists are unique. And superstars actually make them the most money. But those labels rather go with safe, afraid to take the risk on someone special. Yes, it's their money at stake, but, well, have you listened to commercial radio lately? Major labels wonder why they're losing money? To me, chaos is fun. Now, I prefer somewhat, at least in my own mind, organized form of chaos. But chaos is great for keeping me out of trouble. When there's chaos, you don't have time for thinking. You just use your mind to move forward. Doing. Yep, I'm known to work 12 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I usually hear, what do you do for fun? Personally, for fun, I like to create music, write, teach, try to help people with their careers, etc. That's my work. Let's face it, day-to-day life is like one big soap opera. As Shakespeare said, life is a stage. So remember to tune in for the next episode. Bye-bye.